is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Tributes are pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday at the age of 100. We begin with CBS's Erica Brown and how other former presidents are remembering him.
Former President Bill Clinton praised Carter for his tireless work to make the world a better place. Former President George W. Bush said that Carter dignified the office. And former President Barack Obama said Carter promised to always tell the truth, and he did, advocating for the public good, consequences be damned.
Correspondent Mark Strassman is in Plains, Georgia.
Jimmy Carter had 4 children, 11 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren. Chip Carter is one of his 3 sons. He released a statement for us. I'm going to read a piece of it here. My father was a hero not only to me, but to everyone who believes in peace, human rights, and unselfish love.
A funeral will be held for Carter at the National Cathedral on January 9th. A federal appeals court has upheld a $5 million award in a civil case against President-elect Trump, where E. Jean Carroll claimed he sexually abused her in the early 90s. Here's CBS's Graham Cates.
Trump has vehemently denied Carroll's allegations and vowed to appeal the case as far as the Supreme Court. He has also appealed a January 2024 trial ruling that found him liable for more defamation against Carroll.
Meanwhile, our Christopher Cruz tells us the president-elect is showing his support for the House Speaker.
Trump says he wants Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson to stay in the job. The election Friday is expected to be contentious. Johnson needs 218 votes. There are 219 Republicans in the House, and some of them are threatening not to vote for him. And Democrats have indicated they will not come to Johnson's rescue.
There will be an extensive and lengthy investigation into a deadly plane crash in South Korea, where at least 179 people were killed. The BBC's Gene McKenzie is at Muan International Airport.
Both of the black boxes, they have been recovered from the crash site here, so the voice recorder and the flight recorder, but the flight recorder has been very badly damaged, and so experts are saying it might be many months before they can get the data off that.
Only 2 flight attendants survived. New York City is getting ready for the big New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Mayor Eric Adams.
As we wrap up tomorrow's festivities, we will make sure each one of those who come here to visit and enjoy the ball drop will be safe.
Carrie Underwood, Jonas Brothers, and more will perform there. And on CBS, you get the New Year's Eve Live Nashville's Big Bash with performances by Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Post Malone, and several other country stars. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the Quick News Update. The $440 million redevelopment of the former South Hills Country Club site in Racine County is about to begin. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Ashley Capital has finalized their purchase of the property. The plan is to build a 223-acre business park with 10 industrial buildings. A case of bird flu has been identified in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. State officials say the health risk is low, but they have set up a containment zone to restrict poultry movement. And Kenosha County Public Health is launching a program offering a radon test kit in exchange for a non-perishable food item. The initiative aims to provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for radon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers fall short in Minnesota. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers scored 3 touchdowns in the second half, but came up short, losing to the Vikings at US Bank Stadium 27-25. Green Bay swept this season by both the Lions and the Vikings. Do the Packers still think they're on the same level as those teams? Green Bay safety Xavier McKinney.
I want to say yeah, but right now the story is we haven't beat those teams. So I can't sit up here and say, yeah, we're on the same level if we ain't beat them.
The Vikings finished 7-1 at home this season. Quarterback Sam Darnold.
You know, we executed at a high level. Obviously a lot of things to correct, but overall, man, it was a great team effort, obviously against a really, really good Packers team.
So the Vikings face the Lions in Detroit on Sunday night. The Packers will host the Bears Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin beating UConn 4-3 to win the title in the holiday faceoff over the weekend at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN.
It's the last time we'll
will see the sunshine this year. With partly sunny skies today, will become mostly cloudy by tonight, with more areas of dense fog. High temperatures today stay mild, tapping the low 40s, and tonight slide below freezing. Then, we've got a light wintry mix on the way tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Surf City on WRJN. At first, a lot of people thought that was the Beach Boys. Pretty good reason. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys wrote that song, and the first draft of the song had a working title of Goody Connie, Won't You Come Back Home. I think Surf City has a better ring to it.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one. Touching me, touching you.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. So I was at a wedding yesterday.
Okay.
And during the wedding, or right after the ceremony, we were all, you know, chit-chatting and having fun and whatever. And somebody pulled out their phone and realized that former President Carter passed away.
Okay.
And so we got talking about it. And here's, I think this was the general consensus in the room. No matter what you might have thought of his politics, he was probably one of the most decent men to have held the office.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. I never met the fellow, but from all accounts, yeah.
Some of the people in the room had met him, actually. A couple of people.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that was the general consensus. Not only was he probably the most decent person in our lifetimes to have held the office, but had one of the most productive post-presidencies.
Well, and that's kind of what I'm touching on in some of the news of the day of how his impact on Habitat for Humanity mm-hmm. kind of got that organization going, and they continue and still persist to help the community.
Plus, he eradicated some worm disease, like the guinea worm or something.
Yeah.
In Africa, it totally eradicated. If it wasn't for him, people would still be dying from this guinea worm in Africa.
And I think the fine people of Wisconsin will remember what he did to the beer industry. Deregulated things, made it more possible to have home craft breweries.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Well, rest in peace. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing more throughout the day and throughout the week about, you know, plans for a service and that sort of thing. So, yeah. All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry. I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
We
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a little bit of rain. We'll see. Look for a low of 33. Tomorrow, a little rain, maybe even a little snow. Cloudy and a high of 40.
But you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. Ever tell you the facts of life? Well, there's so much you have to learn, and I would gladly teach you. I guess I'll go on home, it's late.
There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Work is expected to start soon on the Racine County redevelopment of the South Hills Country Club site. The $440 million transformation is moving ahead with the purchase of the property by Ashley Capital. The national real estate firm plans to convert the 223-acre property into the South Hills Commerce Center. That'll feature 10 industrial buildings totaling almost 4 million square feet. The project is expected to boost property value there by $300 million and bring 2,000 full-time jobs. No injuries in a four-vehicle crash on I-94 last night. A couple of lanes in Racine County were shut down last night at around 9:30 when slick roads led to the impact. Health officials continue to talk about a case of bird flu identified in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. The area in question is near Twin Lakes. The detection has led to a response from state ag authorities. The outbreak means there's a containment zone which restricts poultry movement in the area. Health experts say while the risk to the public remains low, they're emphasizing the importance of proper handling and cooking of poultry products. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
It's the last time we'll see the sunshine this year. Sunny skies today will become mostly cloudy by tonight, with more areas of dense fog. High temperatures today stay mild, tapping the low 40s, and tonight slide below freezing. Then we've got a light wintry mix on the way tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 49.
WRJN. I can see clear.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. By now, you've tossed that fruitcake your aunt gave you for Christmas. Too bad, because you could have gone for the fruitcake eating world record, which hasn't changed now for 20 years. Sonia Thomas set the record on December 30th, 2003, by eating 4 pounds, 14 and a half ounces of fruitcake in 10 minutes. are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But when you're looking for radio that provides real news and great conversation, tune into our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. You'll hear the entire civic media lineup of great hosts discussing the important local, state, and national issues. Learn more at civicmedia.us or simply tune in to AM 540 WAUK.
Judy in the sky. Wearing your bracelets and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweet spider, we got Judy in the sky with glasses.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight. I take you in the fine sight. I'm sick of the strings of my kite.
Judy in the sky.
Yeah. last night, I turned off the lights, lay down and thought about you. I thought about the way that it could be. 2 o'clock, wondering what I'm doing here alone without you. So I close my eyes and dream you're here to me.
Time to refrain from till everything turned. There is a season turned, and a time to every purpose under heaven.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've been talking a little bit here today about the life of former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away yesterday. And we all knew that he was a peanut farmer. And we all know that he brokered the Camp David Accords. But here are some things you may not have known about former President Jimmy Carter. He has chosen as his burial site his hometown of Plains, Georgia, rather than Arlington National Cemetery. He is eligible for Arlington National Cemetery as an eligible World War II veteran. He was the first U.S. president to be born in a hospital. He was both fluent and literate in Spanish, writing his own speeches in Central and South American countries. He was related on his mother's side of the family to Elvis Presley. He was also related to June Carter Cash, the singer. He was the first U.S. president to use his nickname on official documents, Jimmy, not James. He did not attend Joe Biden's inauguration in 2021 because of health reasons. It was the first time he did not attend a presidential inauguration since he attended his own in 1977. He and his wife, Rosalynn, were the longest married presidential couple, having been married for 77 years when she passed little over a year ago in 2023. He's the only U.S. president to have once lived in housing subsidized for the poor. He is the first U.S. president to have a post-presidency spanning more than 40 years. He enrolled himself in the Evelyn Woods speed reading course while at the White House and could read 1,200 words per minute. He created the Department of Education. And while president, his Secret Service code name was Deacon. And there are just a few things you may not have known about former President Jimmy Carter.
Most of all, you have to hide it from. kids coo-coo-ca-choo. Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I